Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we are here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And we thank you for taking out time to join us this evening. Amen. We'd like to let you know that we are an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity of calling in and participating, asking questions, or sharing what God has laid on your heart. Amen. It's like sitting around the table and we're feeding on the Word of God and we're just sharing together as a body of Christ. And once again, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. We also like to let you know that if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call that number, then you would type in, "We can begin again." And once you type that in, it will direct you and you would be connected with us. Amen. That's 347-237-4054 for those who are listening by internet. We'd also like to inform you that as you listen to any messages that we've heard, you can always go back and you can archive it, and you go into Blog Talk Radio. And once you go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in "We Can Begin Again," and you can pull up any of the messages that have been shared on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. I believe we have close to 400, 500 messages with different speakers, and you will be truly, truly blessed. Amen, amen, amen. Of course, most of you know that this is the first of the month, and it is a time where we have Mother Gloria, and she comes on and she takes out time to come on and pray for the body of Christ. For those of you that do not know Mother Gloria, she has a ministry. It's called Call Unto Me Ministry in the mornings from 8 until 9:30. That's from Monday through Friday. And there's prayer, there's testimonies, there is songs, amen. There is whatever you need is there, amen. And the body of Christ that come on, they are people of God who are sincere about the Lord, praying and worshiping the Lord, amen. If you have a request to pray for, they will quickly pray for you, not put you on hold, but quickly pray for you. Amen. Isn't it good that God has so many ministries that you can, and you and I can go to, amen, in a time of need? And, you know, if there's a time that we are in need, it's today. We are under this restricted, mm-hmm. under this COVID virus, and which I don't even like to even discuss, but it is real. And so many people are locked in, locked down, restricted, amen. And then after a while, it kind of wears on you, amen. It wears on your mental psyche. It wears on your spiritual being, and you can just become tired because we are a people who are used to getting out and getting around, amen. And when you're restricted, when you are restricted like that, it can become hard on everyone who are in it. And we, you know, and we are here, amen, not only just to pray for others, but also those who will go out every day, those who are on the front lines praying for them, because they're out there and they're making things happen. Amen. They're getting out there and they are making things happen. So we pray for them and making sure that they are safe while they're out there. Amen. Because they have families mm-hmm. like you and I, you know, they have loved ones, they have wives, children, so on and so forth. And so that's what the body of Christ, we do. We come together to pray.
Yes, we do.
For
yes,
one
yes,
another.
God, 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 God.
To be able to pray for others. And you know what? It has,
yes,
God
yes.
is a God that hears the prayers of the righteous.
Yes,
so
he
I
does.
Love it
My God.
When we come together and we are praying for one another. It's not no
one another.
God,
yes, yes, yes.
But we are all equal in the eyesight of God. And that's what we do. You know, whatever your gifting
yes,
is, that's what we Amen. Do. You know, we lift each other up and we work together on one
yes,
accord.
We do. Yes,
so enough of that.
Yes,
enough
yes,
of that.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
going to move out of the way, and I would like to tell you that all mics are open this evening. I'm telling you, I'm excited. excited. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about every day. When I woke up this morning,
yes, I was excited.
You know, so I get on and share with Mother Gloria and that group, and I'm excited for the whole day. So I'm excited this evening. I'm going to move out of the way. If you have a prayer request, I'm going to ask you, you know, your mics are open, and if you can announce those that you would like to place on the prayer list before Mother Gloria comes and takes it before the throne of grace. I'm going to start I have my Aunt Betty, which is in Columbus. I'm putting her on our prayer list. I have a cousin, Damien, I'm putting him on our prayer list. My sister, Yolonia, I'm putting her on my prayer list. Bill Spratlin, someone I know who is having health issues, I'm putting him on our prayer list. And you know what? If I left out anybody, God will not leave them out. You know, because he knows our heart
and he knows
our mind. So if I did not announce it, God knows who they are. If you have someone that you would like to place on the prayer list this evening, I'm asking you to speak. You'll come forth and share what's on your heart so Mother Gloria can take us to the throne of grace. Amen?
My God, my God.
Amen.
If there was,
this is Monica Williams, and just want to...
Oh, praise the Lord, Monica.
You know, first of all, I got to acknowledge who God is, and He's just a healer, and we thank God for just being God all by Himself. But I just wanted to just lift. I have two friends that are dear to me. The husband is on life support, and the wife is sick as well. They're struggling with the COVID, but we know God got the last word, and He has the last say so. Yes. And we're just walking in victory. So I just want to lift them up in prayer. And also, too, just to the whole world, you know, I want to pray for love, you know, for our nation and more compassion for one another in our nation, too, as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Monica.
Amen.
Is there anyone else that would like to add, you know, someone that you would like for her to put on the list and pray for? We know that God knows your mind. You don't have to speak but if you speak it publicly, speak it out, you know, I just believe that there is an extra blessing in that. Amen?
Yeah.
Is there another?
I'll bless you, sir, my sister Susan and my family and some friends that I have. And there's so many, but just to put them on the prayer list, too. And the body of Christ as a whole, you know.
Body of Christ, yes.
We have to be even stronger in this time, and our strength lies in Christ. He gives us the strength. Amen. God bless you,
Mother. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Good evening. Good evening, is there another? Praise God.
And my church family, especially my pastor emeritus, Gloria Mixon, as well. She has rheumatoid arthritis. And evangelist Deborah Haynes. Okay, that's about it. Right now, God bless you.
And
amen.
The other one
this is
your name, Haynes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's... Elder Jared's mom. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Praise God. Amen. I heard another.
Yeah, this is
Grace.
Yeah, Greg, this is Elder Vivian up here in New York. I just want to lift up the Burkell family. Everybody connected to me in the prayer line all over. To God be the glory. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. First of all, I want to say good evening to our moderators, Elder John, Dr. Clay, and Suzanne Clay. I done got excited. For all of those that are listening by radio, I'm old school. And I count it an opportunity. and a privilege to go before the throne on God's people. I don't take it lightly. It's something that as a burden that I have and I want to go and talk to God on his people.
Hey.
Did I hear Sister Tanya? Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. Yes. Tanya, you had a prayer request?
Yes, Mother. Will you pray for my son, Whitman Haggins, and Deacon Renard Brown? And I'm asking for prayer for myself this evening.
Deacon Leonard Brown?
Yes.
Okay, and yourself?
Enrico,
okay.
My son.
Enrico, okay. To all of those that just gave their prayer requests, God in heaven knows every name. He knows every circumstances. And as I was looking at the word, he knows the hairs is on your very head. For everyone that's called you, tonight I want you to put your trust in the God that never fails, the God that is able, the God that is more than enough. Put your trust in him. As I go before the Father on behalf of all these prayer requests, I pray that you let your soul cry out to him and give him thanks and honor for what God is going to do. God is going to move in his time, in his will, and in his way. Heavenly Father, our God, we come tonight, God, gathered in your name to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come and asking, you said anything that we ask in your name. And God, we come asking in your name. You've heard every request, every concern. You knew before they knew that Elder Clay's aunt was going to be in the hospital. You knew all about her. And I thank you, God, you're in every place. You're at the hospital. You in Cleveland. You in Detroit. You in Georgia. You're in every state that represented here on this line tonight. There's no place. You're omnipresent. So omnipresent, God, stop by your people's house today, whether they might be in the hospital, wherever they may be listening at tonight, God, we need you to stop by. We need you to do what nobody else can do. We need you to move in their situation. God, you heard the names, God. You know, God. You knew, God, that we would gather here today. Our soul cries out to you, Jesus, Father in heaven. You said you were the same yesterday and today and forever. Let us not forget, God, you still a healer because your word says you are God. God, you heal the blinded eyes. Is there anything too hard for us? You heal the withered hand, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You parted the Red Sea. God, you want your people to know tonight, I don't change. I'm still Jesus, and there's power in the name of Jesus. If you got health issues tonight, say in the name of Jesus. He knows about your condition. He knows, God, and he can heal. So we're calling on the healer tonight to heal our bodies, God. God, start with the mind, God. If we could ever get our mind to believe and trust that you're still in the miracle working business. Work with our minds, God, and let us know you already at the hospital. You're already with our family and our friends. You're already with the body of Christ. You already know about arthritis, rheumatism. You already know, God, about the high blood pressure. Well, before I came on the line tonight, I said, God, you know about my blood pressure. And I realized as the people used to say back in the day, it's a pressing way, but it's a blessing for all of those that came on tonight. You press your way. Press your way like the lady with the issue of blood. Touch the hem of his garment tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And God,
Touching
God,
right
stop
by your situation.
Yeah.
Allow God to stop by your family members, God. Allow him to touch you, God, that when you leave the service tonight, you won't leave like you came. You know every name was called. Well, you know every name was called, God. And because you know their names, God, where I'm asking you, God, that you move, that you would stop by, that you would touch and encourage the person that gave the prayer, everyone that gave the prayer request, encourage them to know it ain't over till I say it's over. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care. You want them to know, God, by my stripes, you said. Call them healed and whole, whether no matter where they may be, whatever their condition is, be it unto you according to your faith. Have that kind of faith that believes in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Believe in him. So, God, our souls cry out to you tonight for the listener, everyone that's listening, maybe didn't even give a prayer request, but you know already. You already know the hearts of your people, God. So move in the service as I bring my prayer to a close. Move in this service tonight that everybody that gave their prayer request, everybody will know. God, I thank you. So you know what? It's in the praises. When the praises go up, the blessings come. Can you thank him tonight for what he's going to do for you, 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 and you, and every request that you came, can you say now, Lord, I thank you. I thank you how you're going to move in my situation. I thank you that I can call on your name. I thank you your word says call on me and I would answer. And not only did you say you would answer, you said I would show you great mighty things. Look for God to show up. On your request tonight, look for him to show up. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity once again to come and pray for your people. I pray tonight, Lord Jesus, that this prayer will fall on good ground, that they will feel, I know my God is able. I know there's nothing too hard for him. And I'm going to thank him in advance for what he's going to do. So, Heavenly Father, let your people give thanks as I bring my prayer to a close. All of us in unison say, thank God. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise him.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise him.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you right now. Father God, I pray in your
praise.
Father God, I thank you right now.
Oh,
as you fix every situation.
Because of your faith, we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes, I thank you for loving me, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
We look to you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Even your blessing. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
The most powerful name.
The healing in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, support us, Lord.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you.
You're good.
Better
to us than we are to ourselves, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Yes.
As we move forward, thank you, Mother Gloria.
Jesus.
Mother Gloria, would you give that number to the listeners, you know, for your the Call Into Me ministry? Would you like to give them that number before I move into scripture?
The number is 727-731-9581. And the time is from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. You can come to a place where everyone is somebody, no big eyes, no little ears, but a big God that we serve.
Yes.
We're ordinary people serving an extraordinary God, and we welcome anyone that will come, that you will feel welcome, you will feel love, and you won't leave like you came. You'll get laughter, you'll get prayer, you'll hear testimony, and you'll hear a word. But most of all, you will feel the love of Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you,
Mama. Thank you. As we move forward, the topic this evening is when you feel forgotten, when you feel forgotten, and I know that there's a lot on the line and there are those who are listening by internet, you know, but, and I'm using, you know, the text from Genesis 20, Genesis 40, 20 through 23 as an outline, you know, to speak to the people of God. When you feel forgotten, when you feel forgotten. And the scripture reads, and it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants, and he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup unto Pharaoh's hand, but he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Now here it is, the purpose of this passage is we want to examine how Joseph must have felt. We weren't there, but just let's try to imagine and examine how Joseph must have felt. Here it was, he was expecting the officials to speak on his behalf and get him released. Now let me take it back in case you're not familiar with the scripture. Joseph was someone who had the gift of interpretation. He had that gift at a young age. And what happened was he began to start to have favor with his father, and his brothers became jealous. So they plotted to take this young man and leave him for dead. But God intervened. He had a group that was going through, and they saw Joseph, and they took him and locked him up. So here it is. He had been locked up all of this time. He had been counted for dead. He had been abandoned by his brothers. This was a heavy burden or a heavy load to lay on anyone. Now, when I'm thinking of the dungeon, and when I like for you to look at the dungeon, I would like for you to think about this. We think of the dungeon where he was, but do you know, my brothers and sisters, that sometimes we can be mentally in a dungeon? That we can be isolated in a place where we feel like we have been forgotten. Isolated to a place where we feel alone, abandoned, or someone used some kind of language to put us in a mental state of despair to the point where we felt like we were locked up from the rest of the world. Now you know, we know how the mind is. You know, as we are in a dungeon, I always say that when you're in a dungeon or when you're in an isolated place, sometimes if you don't have your mind focused on God, it can become a devil's workshop.
Yes.
And let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, that the enemy, when he sees you hurt and when he sees you wounded, he comes to attack you. And then he begins to start to put you in all of these negative situations, these negative thoughts, these negative ideas of no hope, no future, he pulls us away from where God wants us to be. Now, I can imagine that Joseph was in this dungeon. It was a place of loneliness. It was a place of nothing to think about but negative thoughts. His family, his brothers let him down, left him for dead. Can you imagine that? Your family turning on you. Your loved ones turning on you because of what they see in you. Could you imagine your family turning on you because of your worship and your praise for the Lord? It's different from
Jesus.
And then all of a sudden, the enemy begins to start to attack them, and they attack you because of who you are, the potential that they may see in you. My brothers and my sisters, the dungeon is real.
Yes, it is.
I'm using the dungeon as a literal mindset to imagine the place that we all can go. When we've been wounded, when we have been hurt, when there's someone in our life that we've lost that's been taken from us, and we feel all alone. Or someone who may have been by your side most of your life who have been taken, and then you feel like they've given you all the attention, they've given you all of the love, and now you feel like you have been forgotten.
Because you're
stuck in the dungeon. In the dungeon. No relief, tied up. Nowhere to go. My brothers and sisters, if you want to take it even further, we can look at this COVID-19 that's taking our people and putting them in the dungeon to the point where they think nothing but of themselves. It's not about loving our brothers and sisters. Now it is survival of the fittest, because they have been stuck in the dungeon. And if they have not been on the line in prayer service, worship service, if they have not been reading the Word of God in the Scripture, which gives us the peace that we need, if they have not been communicating with others who are in the Word, then they can easily become lost and get stuck in
Jesus.
The dungeon. Now, as we go on, I would like for you to think about is that these terminologies, focusing on these three words, interpret, forgotten, and restored.
Oh my God.
Now, when we look at the word for interpret, when we look at the word for interpret, it says here, the Bible interpretation, the theological term for the process is discovering the meaning and the message of the Bible. Now, in Joseph's case, to interpret is to bring out the true meaning of something written or spoken, particularly, and then restating it in other words. So when someone is giving you an interpretation, they see one thing, but they're giving you a language in another, because that's what they interpret. That's what they see. That's what is speaking to their spirit, and they're sharing it to you the way it's being received. Now, God gives believers of Christ the interpretation of what is and what is to come. God's word is consistently read and interpreted of how we are to govern our lives when things are in our favor and when they are not. Interpretation, God's word. When things are going great, do we give God the praise? When things are going bad, do we acknowledge sovereignty?
His sovereignty. Lord have mercy. Yes.
Do we? And I ask that, you know, not pointing a finger at you, but I'm talking about the body of Christ.
Amen.
God blesses every believer in Christ for their obedience. Joseph was faithful to exercise his God-giving gift, even in prison. His gift was interpretation. He could have been someone that when they had dreamed, the cupbearer, the chief cupbearer, who was in terminology, in normal language, he was chief butler. And then you had the chief baker. But nevertheless, they were officials in the palace. They were officials for Pharaoh. They had a high ranking. And when they had the dream, they were locked up because they were locked up because of Pharaoh's dismay. And when you're locked up and put in a dungeon, you got one of two choices. You can either be restored or put to death. And what happened was, when they asked Joseph to interpret dreams they were having, I can imagine them having dreams, because I can imagine if I was there and I put in a dungeon, I was put in a dungeon and I knew what the possible outcome may be, I can imagine my dreams would have been wild and rampant. Fearful.
My God.
Of not knowing the
yes.
outcome. So here it is, they were having dreams during this time, and one, who was the chief cupbearer, he told him, he interpreted his dream, and he said, you're going to be restored. But when you are restored, say a word for me, remember me.
Man.
And he also interpreted the chief baker, when he gave him his interpretation, it wasn't so great, because he let him know that his dream was a dream of death, that he was going to be hanged by the Pharaoh. He was going to die. Now, what happened was during this time, the text says that it specifies that the king lifted the heads of the two officials and alerts and prepares the reader for the moment of truth, for Joseph's prediction had some tension regarding the outcome of the baker. Since this was done in the presence of others at the court, the king's decision, it could have rested on his formal judgment, or it could have been a competition of who he liked. Now let me take it back a little further, and maybe I skipped over this, because during the Pharaoh's birthday, there was reception, and the reception, one scholar says that during his birthday, it is because of his reign, because of his power at that time, that was a time that people were freed. They were restored to their rightful place during that time, during that celebration, during that festival. So the cupbearer and the baker, the cupbearer, was restored to his official place. The baker lost his life, just as Joseph had interpreted. And all Joseph wanted the cupbearer to do was, when you get before the king, say a word for me.
Mm-hmm.
Say a word for me. Since I've done this for you, would you do this for me?
My God.
But
yeah.
Then what happened was, when he was restored, the chief butler forgot about it. He forgot about it. And in my small mind, I'm thinking that he forgot about it because he was afraid to share with the Pharaoh of a man that he knew that could interpret dreams, and if he was wrong, that he could end up in the same place as the baker. So in my small mind, I'm thinking that he did not forget Joseph. He was just afraid to announce him. You know what they say? Out of sight.
Yes, yes.
And so when we look at this, the story, we look at that he was forgotten. He was forgotten. And it lets us know that because he was forgotten, we can interpret that Joseph's incarceration would continue. He would not be released because no one spoke up for him. No one spoke up for him. Now, as I move further, and I'm going to get through this because I want to get into discussions, is that after forgotten by the cupbearer, Joseph struggled with the temptation of becoming impatient and began to start to complain. Complaining because of everything that happened. When the devil saw this, he attacked Joseph even more. He attacked him with fiery arrows. My brothers and my sisters, put yourself in Joseph's place. Put yourself in the dungeon. Put yourself as being wounded and hurt. Christ himself felt these arrows when the devil tempted him. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread. And in the same way, the devil might have said to Joseph, go ahead, continue in your miserable struggle. You know that your prayers are useless, so why should you pray? Why should you pray? You cry to God and you believe him, and the devil says, you're crying out to him, but it's all for nothing. Notice how the devil is messing with his mind. You had hoped that God would free you and restore your honor, but because you interpreted the chief cupbearer's dream, well, let God save you if he feels like it. The devil continued to torment Joseph, even though he was weak and he was wounded. But I come to tell you, my brothers and my sisters, when faithful people are happy and when they sing and shout to the Lord, they can sing songs like, the Lord is my strength and my song. Psalm 118 speaks of that. 118:14. The devil stays away from them. When you sing praises unto the Lord, the devil stays away from you. All waiting.
Thank you, Jesus.
And his patience will soon end. As long as believers praise and thank God, the temptation, sadness, unbelief disappears. Guess what happens?
Yeah.
Heaven is open up wide, and hell is shut with words like these. I will thank the Lord at all times. My mouth will always praise him.
Yeah.
If you want to look at the scriptural, it's 34, Psalm 34:1.
Yes.
But
yes,
let me tell you something, my brother. We have to stay in that lane. We can't
Amen.
Stop doing
That's
it
right.
because as soon
Amen.
As we stop, God, listen, as soon as we stop praising, God
mm-hmm.
takes us back to that miserable, lonely, sad, the devil takes us back through that, our negative thoughts. And that's what happened to Joseph when he remembered how his brothers sold him. They were probably at home having a good time while Joseph was lying in prison, tied up and feeling forgotten and miserable. My brothers and sisters, that's how the devil works. When the water becomes troubled, let me tell you something. He likes to go fishing. Let me say that again.
That's
when
good.
The water
that's good.
Becomes troubled,
yeah.
he likes to go fishing.
My.
He uses this opportunity to tempt people to abandon their faith. That's what he does. To kill, steal, and destroy. He tempts people to abandon their faith. And he keeps telling you, give up. Give up. He's not coming. He's not coming, even though that you've been on bed rest for so long. God is not coming.
My God, come on.
For so many years, God is not coming. I've been sick. I've been sick for so long, and I feel like I'm not going to get better. You're not going to get better. This is the devil. You're not going to get better. God is not coming. God is not going to heal that cancer. God
My
is not
God.
Going to restore you. God is not. Listen, look at everything
Jesus.
That you've done. Look at all those negative things you've thought. God is not
My
going
God.
To get
Come
you
on
back
now.
Again. God is not going to do that for you. So why cry out to God? Forget about him because he has forgotten about you. My brother, I come to tell you that it's all a lie.
It is
a lie. The liar is a devil. He's a liar and he is a thief.
Yes.
And all he wants to do is come and steal your joy. So when you feel forgotten, I just say to you, lift your hands to the Lord and bless him at all times. Bless him when you wake up,
and
when the sun rises. Bless him when the sun goes down. Bless him in season. Bless him out of season. Bless him through in. Bless him throughout. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, my brothers and my sisters, I tell you, I come to tell you, bless him. Give
Jesus.
God the praise because
Give
he
him
has
the praise.
Not
yes.
forgotten
yes.
you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Any comments? Might be lines are open for discussion. Any comments? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to say God has not forgotten you. It takes me back as you was talking. I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Oh, it's been over 20 years ago or more now. But I went through denial, depression, all kinds of things. I didn't want to accept it, know what was going on until after so many years. I said, well, I better go to the doctor and find out. But I went through that for 10 years. And let me tell you, when I finally went to the doctor, he diagnosed me. Now, you don't hear about Crohn's disease. You hear about cancer and all these other diseases, but very seldom you hear about Crohn's disease. Well, I want to tell you about a God. I put my trust in him. I walk by faith. I never stopped going to work, never stopped doing all the going to church, traveling, doing all. But there were days that I cried out to God. God, I know you can heal me, but when? And 10 years later, I'll never forget, I was at a retreat. And I was, at that time, they had just diagnosed me with Crohn's disease, and the doctor had given me medication. And I was in a session, and all of a sudden, I started having muscle spasms so bad, I had to leave out and go to my room. And when I went to my room, I was pacing the floor. I couldn't lay down, couldn't stand up, couldn't do anything. And I was getting ready to take the medication, and my daughter says, Mom, don't take that medication. Tell you. I laid down sick and woke up healed. You hear me?
Yes.
After 10 years And I am healed of Crohn's today. I am, because
Hallelujah.
I walk by faith. I put my trust in God. Despite what I was going through, I never denied the fact that I was going through something, that I had a condition. There was times that I said, God, one day I was in Florida, I'll never forget, I said, God, I had an episode. I said, God, I can't take my life, but can you take it? I couldn't endure. I called a friend, and I said to her, and all she said to me was, Gloria, no. I hung up the phone. I got back and I went back to the hotel where we were. And let me tell you, when you put your trust in God, sometimes his healing don't happen overnight. Sometimes you got to walk out what you're going through by faith. And so when said that, it just triggered that in me. That's just a testimony when you put your trust in God.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mother Gloria, I'd just like to let you know that there is healing in testimonies. See, because when we go through things and we come out and we share with others, it not only blesses us, but it blesses someone else that may be in the same situation that we don't even see, don't even know. There's healing in testimonies. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing that testimony, thank you for sharing that. Is there someone else? Anyone else that would like to? We have a lot of people on the line. Is there anyone else? Your mics are open. Just go ahead and speak.
I would like to say something. I can kind of relate to the prior speaker. And you do have to have faith. It may be something that is you're facing that is incurable. The only one who can really make that decision is God Himself, you know. And just by personal testimony, the things I've been through, and doctor's appointments and all that kind of stuff and things have been said. And but anyway, I'm still here. And just by walking in faith and just having belief that everything will be okay. But if you give up, you lose that faith and that ability to prevail. As long as God is with you, He has a plan for you, and you'll make
yes,
it.
Yes, He does. Yes.
And I can truly relate to that testimony, you know.
Yes, amen.
Brother Norm, thank you for that.
Even about that, I actually, having this conversation, I actually technically died, you know. And they actually was able to bring me back. Circumstances, no pulse, people dilated, not breathing, heart not beating. But anyway, typically, even if they did bring you back, you would not be intellectually intact. You may be a human vegetable, but to be able to carry on a conversation and exercise and even continue to work, I stopped working by then. But anyway, by doctor's orders, I don't want you to work. I said, in a few months, no, now. But anyway, had I not been where I was, when I was, paramedics were doing a practice drill that turned into a reality. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. God knew what He was doing, you know. But we must walk in faith.
Amen. Praise God.
Brother Norm,
just to be here and having this conversation, it's really said something.
Brother Norm is someone I've been knowing for a while, and when you see him, he is a walking blessing. He is a walking blessing.
My God, what a blessing.
You know, Brother Norm, I don't, hope you don't mind me sharing that, but, he's on a cane. I go to the gym and see him on that bike. And I mean, he's just steady going, and I'm looking at him, and he's got more energy than I have. I would have been given up by then. But this is so to show, and any time that you talk to him, his conversation is always going to be about God. I mean, he has gone through so much, you know, and he is a living testimony to me to be able to go through what he's gone through and still pressing forward. So he is a walking testimony and a blessing to me. Every time I see him, talk to him, he is truly a blessing. So thank you, Brother Norm. Thank you so much. Anyone else? Not everybody at one time now.
That's okay.
You know, I've always learned, you know, I've learned, you know, to never, you know, to pressure anyone, you know, or put anyone in an uncomfortable situation. You know, but for those out there, and I know it just can't be us, you know, but we all, you know, have some struggles in our lives, you know. And,
yes, we do.
And I just say to you that when God does something good to you, for you, through you,
my God,
tell it.
Hallelujah.
Tell it.
Amen.
Tell it.
Hallelujah. I just want to say I was blessed.
That's what God wants. He does not want us keeping it to ourselves.
So, praise God. I thank you for that one.
To ourselves.
Yes, hallelujah.
Did I hear something?
Yes, I just want to say I thank you for that word on tonight. You kept it real. You made it plain. And I thank God for waking me up because I had took a little nap, but he woke me up because he knew I needed to hear this. I had no thoughts. And that's the God, that's the God that we serve. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
He's always there to give you what you want. That's why, you know, he's our shepherd that we shall not want. And I needed that. I needed that push. And I'm just happy. I'm happy,
I'm happy.
So God be the glory. Because I know what it's like to be in a dungeon. I know what it's like to be put away somewhere, locked up for a mistake that you made. You know, so I can imagine. I can imagine what he went through, you know. It was a blessing. It was a blessed word. So I'm just marinating in it. Like I said, he woke me up. 7:05, so I can get on this phone. So to God be the glory.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. I thank God for being an alarm clock to wake you up so you can be with us and hear what you just shared. God woke you up at that time so you can tell me what you needed to tell me to bless my spirit. So I thank you for those encouraging words.
Stay on the battlefield. Stay on the battlefield. I'm glad Mother Gloria gave me this number so that I can be on this line tonight. Praise God.
I praise the Lord for her. Thank you. I thank her so much. You know, she is just a true blessing. She is just a true blessing. You know, and I just thank each and every one of you for coming on. We are coming at the close of the hour, and we just like to thank you for being a part of this hour. Amen. As we come to a close, and to him who is able to keep us from stumbling and to make us stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. May God bless you.
What a word, what a word. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Alone again in a crowded room, cornered by the questions in my mind. It's so hard to understand how a life that I had planned stole my joy and left me far behind. I face the dawn.